Welcome to the Hair Metal Rules Podcast. This is a first for me. I have never, other than my wife, you were the first two ladies that's ever been on the Hair Metal Rules Podcast. And I would like to
Yay.
welcome Amy Quinn. She's at the bottom. I say, hey, Amy.
Hey.
And Tatia Claver, Claver.
Yes, exact. Claver, yes.
Claver, she's up at the top, and
Hi.
she's way off in another country from us, but I'm so glad to have you guys on here, and just the relationship we've built. I enjoy so much just seeing what you're going to put on next. You're teasers as to what you get ready to do. Me, I come in here for 3 hours, and I put it together, and I throw it out there, and hope for the best, and it seems to work out good for me. But I really like your teasers, and I have to learn. I'm learning how to do that. That's the one thing, Amy, I was going to talk to you about, and we'll talk about that later.
She's our expert with that. Oh,
All
but
right.
no, I'm really, I enjoy everyone you're having on. I look forward to see who you're having on too. So it's
Well,
different. It's we get the surprise every week. It's
there you go. It's
excellent.
like who's going to be? Well, right now I'm trying to I don't want to do them, but since I've been putting it on YouTube, I'd love to go back and take the videos. Zoom will give you a video just like what you guys have, audio video. I like to go back, but I don't like, because I have one of those backgrounds, and every time you moved, your half of your face would be in the microphone like a blue screen. I really don't like the way it looks, but I'm trying to go back and do some of the other ones. It's nice to see who you're talking to instead of hearing who you're talking to. Does that make sense? And Amy looks like she's getting ready to go to a Firehouse concert.
Oh, you mean actually they're gonna be in 6 hours away. It's still a drive, but closest to us they've probably ever, or they will be for a long time. And around our birthdays, Katya and I, our birthdays are 2 days apart. And so they're going to be in the area or within driving distance in September. And I cannot wait. And actually, my husband, I sent him a link to the VIP information. And I was like, and he's like, what's this for? And I'm like, just budget. We just got to, you just need to know what you're getting into. And he goes, oh, we can't go. And if you've seen our Firehouse episode, this will make sense to you. And I was like, what? Why? And he goes, drumsticks.
Drumsticks, yes, most definitely.
And he goes, don't worry, Amy, I'll go with you. We'll leave him at home.
That's
That's
funny.
trouble.
It's funny you say that. I actually saw a video on YouTube with the new singer that
Yeah,
they
Nate.
had, and they sounded great. I mean, I know a lot of people, if a member of a band is no longer there or whatever, they're like, nah, I'm not dealing. I'm a huge Great White fan, and I never got to see Jack Russell, but I saw Mitch Malloy, and Mitch Malloy's been in this music business in various bands for years, and it sounded great hearing him with Mitch Malloy, and I was well pleased, because he's the only one that's not, this different than the rest of the band that's still there. So, well, I think it's great that you guys met years ago and you're still friends. I cannot count on my fingers the people I met years ago that I actually even still talk to. But you guys were friends when you were younger, and you met at a concert, correct?
Correct. Exactly. We have the funny story of I was a year older than Amy, and Amy remembers the first moment, like driving by, I yelled something out to her, and then we were both little teenagers waiting in line to meet Warrant.
All
And
right.
I happened to have my old-fashioned camera, film camera with me. Nobody else had cameras because I probably weren't supposed to bring one into the concert, but I talked my way into allowing them to bring me to the concert. And I told Amy, we'll take pictures with everyone and I'll send you pictures. And then Amy followed up. And since then, we have been going to concerts, well, ever since, but we had some gaps.
Sure.
We did have some gaps. Yeah, we did.
So,
School, kids.
what tour was it with Warrant? What was the album that was out at the time? Was it?
It was the
Cherry
first one.
Pie. Oh, the
No.
very first one? Oh,
Dirty,
wow.
British.
Nice.
Yep. Dirty, rotten,
Yeah.
filthy, stinking rich.
Dirty, rotten, filthy. Dirty, rotten.
You
Dirty,
got it.
rotten, filthy, stinking rich.
There you
Yes.
go.
They were just coming out. You know, this was like the days of MTV too. I imagine that I would have seen them on MTV and they came to my town. Well, it's a huge city. San Jose, California is a big city.
Right.
And I convinced my sister to drive me because I wasn't even old enough to drive.
Wow.
And Amy, did your mom drive you to the concert?
I think so. I honestly, part of me thinks that maybe Kathy, what, because I think I was 16 and I think you were 17, because I think Kathy had got her driver's
Oh,
license
that's true.
the day she turned 16, and her parents had this big old station wagon. And I really thought we brought the station wagon in. I don't remember getting dropped off and I don't remember getting picked up. So I really thought that she had the station wagon and that's how we got there. But I could be wrong. It was 34,
Years ago.
5
Long
years
time ago.
ago now.
So you actually got to meet Warren. You met Janie Lane, I suppose.
Oh, do you
Yeah,
have your picture?
this little picture stays right here. This is for those listening that can't see it, it's a picture of little me, young me with Janie Lane. And
Wow.
that was like one of the moments with Warrant. Meeting Amy, the whole going backstage and meeting everyone and having fun. It really, as a teenager, just kind of opened my eyes to a different world that was, had already loved the music, but so much fun. And it was not just like meeting the band, but it was meeting the other fans. And that
Right.
was like Amy and her friend Kathy, we just connected and it, yeah, totally changed my life for the better. So it was, that was a big part of it. Like, yeah, the bands and the music was all fun too, but it was meeting other like-minded people who just wanted to go out and have fun too. Yeah.
But like I said, I think that's great that you're still buddies, after all these
Yeah.
years. And with your podcast, the neat thing about your podcast. You're, I get the my podcast is the view of I was enamored with the Sunset Strip. Anything about you guys talk to people about their experiences, and just from listening to some of your podcasts, I thought I was a nut, but I think it's amazing that some people pick a certain band. It's like back when the Grateful Dead. People follow the Grateful Dead
Exactly.
everywhere. They would go state to state to state to watch them play. I don't, some people are that fanatical. I get it, but I can honestly say anytime Queensryche ever played in my town, I went wherever it was because, I loved Queensryche and never got a chance to go meet them or anything, but wherever they were at, I went to go watch it. So I don't know. You guys, how many concerts have you guys with together over the years?
Ooh. Dozens.
Oh shoot.
How many? Yeah,
Okay,
that's a good one. We'll have to.
okay. So we had Warrant, and then again we had Blood, Sweat, and Beer. So another Warrant. Did we ever see Bon Jovi together?
Yes, of course we did, Amy. We have to do a
Right. I'm just
podcast
double
on that
checking.
episode.
I think, and probably more than once. So we'll do two of those.
Yes.
We do those.
Def Leppard.
Def Leppard, probably,
Obviously.
yeah, a few, three times. Three
And
times.
then the Kiss shows. We
Yeah.
barely remember.
I know.
Motley Crue.
Crew. Oh yeah, that was right. It was Kiss and Winger. That was from on my 17th birthday. Okay. I thought on my 17th birthday, but
But
maybe not.
that's not even to mention like Vane and all the Bay Area
Oh yeah, all
bands
the
that
Bay
we
Area clubs
clubs.
and stuff,
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
It was all the club shows that we went to all the time. And then our Reno trip.
Yeah, Poison. And then oh shoot, I'd probably say about 20. Would you say that's about accurate? And then plus clubs.
Or more. Yeah, 20 plus
20
clubs.
big shows plus clubs, probably.
So you guys got to see a lot of bands, lesser known bands. I call them lesser known bands,
No, I agree. Exactly.
being that
Exactly.
you're from the Bay Area. I know Vane is like one of my favorite bands. Babylon AD is one of my favorite bands.
Oh, yeah. Oof, I love
And
them.
a lot of people, when people think of Vane, they think of Beat the Bullet off of MTV. That one album, and you go look that one album up on eBay, and it's a tremendous amount of money to own an original island copy of No Respect,
Used to
but
have an escape.
they had so much more music, but people only, think about the one album. But you guys got to see them in clubs. I never really had that other than the small club, down the road here in Fayetteville. And my parents were very strict on me, so my concertages in high school were kind of limited, but I did get to see people. But I think it's great that you guys lived that close to those places and got to
Well,
see so many people.
and I think the funny thing is, like, now Amy and I have to look back. Again, we always talk about life before cell phones and tracking people on their phones.
Right.
Because we lived, it wasn't that far apart. We weren't super close, but we weren't that far apart. So if we were going to do things, I would have to spend the night at Amy's, or Amy's would have to spend the night at my house. So I think there was probably some, I had some strict parents, but I'm imagining there was a little bit of me staying with Amy and us going out to clubs, like, because we would go from between San Francisco, Berkeley, San Jose. I cannot believe how far we would drive to go see the band,
All
the
over
local
the Bay
band.
Area. Hey, that's what made you're growing up. Look at the memories you have right now. I mean,
It was
you
Jeremy.
take a chance,
Jeremy, you want to know one of those stories? So I was supposed to be spending the night at Katya's house. Her parents were out of town, and I think our parents might have been strict on us, but we got around that, so to
Sure.
speak.
Oh, yeah.
We took off for the weekend, and we went to Hollywood and hung out on the Sunset Strip at 16 and 17 years old. Told our
Wow.
parents, I told my mom I'm staying with Katya. Her parents were out of town, so of course her parents knew I was coming to stay, but no, we actually didn't stay. We drove the 6 hours down to Hollywood, stayed at the stayed at a hotel
Nicest
on the strip.
motel on the strip, yeah. Oh,
Yeah.
But the stories we had from that, I don't even know if it was weekend or week or what we did when
the
we
weekend.
drove down there. It was wild. And I know you wanted to be there and see the Sunset Strip, but we can tell you it was all that for us. And even I think that even hooked us in more. We saw this because we knew all the bands on MTV and saw them on Sunset Strip and thought, we need to check this out.
Right.
And we did, and we had so much fun. People knew we didn't belong there. We obviously didn't fit in to everyone else. We were obviously way too young to be there, but people were so nice, and they let us have fun, and they let us enjoy it, and they let us into the clubs, and they took us to the parties, and it was everything you would
That's
imagine that
great.
the Sunset Strip would be. It was
That's
like
great.
walking out of a music video. And Amy and I tell the story of, like, we hopped in this guy's car to take us to a party, but it was all sorts of people in the car going to the party. And now looking back, we think it was one of the big bands of the time.
Wow, really? Well, there's so many down there that you could have probably threw a rock and hit somebody that was actually in a band that was of relevance at the time. It's just,
Absolutely.
I can't imagine, like I told you guys before, my only version of the Sunset Strip is, of course, the decline of Western civilization and what little bit you can find on YouTube that somebody actually had a camcorder and just little bits and pieces of it. But and I think it would be so awesome if there was more and more of that. But I talked to a guy named Britt Pinella the other day, and he was in a band called Blackboard Jungle. They were in the latter part of the hair metal days, And he said when he got dropped off in Hollywood, he was sitting on a wall and didn't know anybody. I said, this guy with his big blonde hair walked up to him and said, hey man, what's your name? And he told him, he's like, well, me and you are friends now. And it was Steve Rochelle from Tough. And he's
That's
like,
awesome.
oh, yeah, of all the people. But to make a long story short, Britt's like, you know, if there was a lot of cell phones around like it is today, I don't think this music would have been near as popular as it is, because there's a mystique about it, because you can go on YouTube and find some raw video somebody filmed at the Whiskey a Go Go of Pretty Boy Floyd or even Warrant Rat. But I think if you had high quality video, this stuff would never be as big as this. But you guys sneaked away from your mom and dad and drove 6 hours and lived the strip. And I think that's awesome.
And again,
What club did you go into when you were on the strip? What clubs did you go to? Who did you see, or do you remember who you saw?
we got escorted at one point. We wanted to do all the clubs. I don't know if I was aware of the Viper Room at that point. The
Right.
Viper Room may have, it was 1980. 90, I think 90 or 91. And
Not 91. No,
yeah,
before then.
I don't know when the Viper Room came about, but I don't remember that being part of the lore at all. We did get a chance. We got escorted into the whiskey. We were underage. I don't know if it was an all-age show, but of course, our first words when we walked into the whiskey was, it's so small. Like,
Right.
we this iconic thing we just thought would be so much bigger, totally small. And I think, did we go into the Rainbow?
Was it was either the Rainbow. I'm pretty sure we went to the Rainbow Room, but remember there was also like Rock and Roll Denny's, like on
Yeah.
the Strip, the Tower Records, which was iconic.
Records. Yeah.
And Amy, I'll have to tell you, with the Viper Room, I went to college down in that area a year later, and the Viper Room was fully going then. But
Okay.
that the Viper Room music wasn't the scene that we were looking for at
Right.
the time.
At the time.
And yeah, because the Viper Room would have been around that time, because I think it was tragically in 92 or 93 is when River Phoenix died out front of the Viper Room.
Right.
It was the
Around
Halloween.
then,
So
yes.
I think it was going, but we were interested in the legendary, like the Rainbow, the Whiskey,
Yeah.
Gazaris.
Did
Yeah,
you go in
those.
Grisari's? Did you go in Grisari's?
I
At
don't
that
that point, I have been in it, but at that for that time, I don't think we did. And Amy, bands you think we saw? We think we saw the Bullet Boys.
I think that's who was at the whiskey. But we were just so like taken aback by the
Sure.
fact that we were there and that we were in. Like literally the guys who gave us a ride in the car, and I wish we had remembered names or this is when cell phones would have been nice, but because
Sure.
but then again, no proof. No.
No, Amy. No cell phones.
So,
Know who that was,
sometimes
though.
no proof is best.
Yeah, but they walked us in and we walked in with who we were with. Like, I don't remember being carded. I don't remember paying a cover. We just walked in and, it was crowded. And, I, after that, we did spend that night. We went to a party after that. And then we spent the latter part of the evening at Rock and Roll Denny's. And Rock and Roll Denny's, I don't even know if it's still there, but essentially everybody would go watch their bands, go to the clubs, drink all they wanted, and then afterwards go and hang out at this incredibly crowded, crazy Denny's and pretty much carb out. Like they, it was Denny's. And so you could get, everybody would
Coffee
pile
and
in on
cake.
tables. Yeah. And it didn't matter if there weren't tables. You just went and sat.
In a
And
booth with someone. Yep.
yeah. And it was incredible. And I
It
think
was a, yeah.
that was just as much as fun, just as much as fun as the whiskey. Because it was hair central. Oh my
Air
word.
central. We were so excited to be there that we were willing to talk to everyone. Again, that is something I think that's changed in my life. more is that at that point it was just no holds barred talking to people. We weren't afraid to talk to people. People weren't like faces in their phones or looking away. It was a place to be seen and to, connect with people.
Well, see, my problem with that is I'm so dang shy about things. I would have probably just stood there and watched.
That's
It's
good
funny.
too.
It's funny. My wife is the talker. She doesn't meet a stranger. And if we go anywhere, like when we went to Rocking Pot Expo, just as soon as you walk in the door, there's Ron Keel standing right here, and the guitarist from Vane is standing over here. And I've always wanted to meet both of them. And my wife's like, go talk to him. I'm like, nah, I'm okay. I saw him. I had a far, and I said, I'm gonna go get a poster over here and see people get people to sign. Well, next thing I know, my wife's over there, she's got her arm around Ron and they're laughing and giggling and cutting up. And she's like, come here and talk to Ron. But she had already, she's the talker. I let her pave the way. But if I would have been at the Rock and Roll Denny's, I would have just tried to see who I could recognize, and I wouldn't have talked to him at all. But you guys are, don't take this the wrong way, but you guys are female. You can talk to somebody a whole lot easier than some short-haired guy walking up to long-haired guys and be like, "Hey, man, what are you doing?" So look, good for
Well,
you.
you know what? Okay, then the four of us are going to have to go out. We'll let you join our circle with that. We'll
Well, I
take the
tell you
wife with
what,
us.
you guys ever go to M3 some point in time, you
I
got me.
we will. We
We will
will.
all wrangle together and just sit, and we're watchers. We like to sit and watch, and my wife will be like, "What do you think's going on right there?" I'm like, let me think. Yeah, I'll tell you what I think, and then you tell me what you think. But anyway, that would be a ton of fun. So let me ask you, what made you want to start doing a podcast?
Oh gosh. Okay. So for my 50th birthday, the big celebration was going to be Def Leppard VIP. And that's what we decided to do. And in preparation for that, all of the Def Leppard memories that we have kept kind of coming to the surface. And I was trying to write them down, but I had holes. And so I was trying to get a hold of Katya. And I was like, I have holes. I'm trying to write this down. I really want to. Get it out. I didn't know what I was going to do with it, if it was just going to be for me or what, but I was trying to get it out. And so when we connected and started reliving these stories, there were parts that I can't believe that I forgot. And
Right.
she had the same experience. It was like, oh no. And then once we started talking, all of it came back. And that was really exciting. And both of us, were at the point in our lives where kind of the day-to-day had taken hold, so you just do the things and you take care of the people and you take care of the house or wherever you're living and you get lost. And that's where we were. But
Everyday life. Yeah.
yeah, and but
Everyday
as
life.
we yeah, and as we were talking, it was like these, I don't know, dopamine hits, endorphins, whatever, were coming back, and we were both just so giggly, and
So
it carried
excited. So
over.
happy.
Yeah, and it carried over into other aspects. And so as we kept talking, I said to Katya one day, I said, I said, this is really reliving these things has really made me feel good. And she was in the same boat. And I said, we can't be alone in where we are and how this has changed for us and the spark that this has given us back. And I said, we should do a podcast. We should start a podcast and we should share our stories and we should listen to other people's stories because we aren't the only ones that have them. We knew this. And I said, I want other people to feel this way. If you're stuck in that rut or whatever and you're missing something, like, let's go back to when we had that and then let's talk through it. And sure enough, we were right. And now we have people emailing saying, can I be on your show? What does it take to be on your show? And like we just had Julia Lage from Vixen and she was so cool, but at the end she was
Yes.
like, I can come back.
Right. That's
She was
good
like,
when
I'll
people But that's good when people say, hey, anytime you want me to come back, you get surprised by that. You're like, this is my one shot only. I better make it count. And you're like, I really enjoy doing this. You ever want me back on a show? Hey, hit me up. I'll do it. That means that you made somebody enjoy something. Do you see what I'm saying? They enjoyed it, and that's great that you got people emailing you like that, wanting to tell their stories. Hey, you have an endless amount of podcasts and editing because people want, and it's fun hearing what people have to say,
Stories are so much fun. And what I am enjoying so much too is knowing what music people are listening to. Because there's bands from way back when over the last 30 years that I might not have really gotten into. I'd heard about them, never. But if someone loves that band and talks passionately about them, it makes me want to go listen to their music too. And that is also what, I realized how music used to define me so much in life. And the last several years, it hasn't. And I'd be like, oh, yeah, maybe I went to one or two concerts this year, not where I was looking forward to it. And now I'm back, just I can't get enough. I have music in my ears day in and day out, and listening to everyone else's podcasts because I love all the stories and being able to like share them and how stories come out. Like I never thought we'd hear these stories of what happened in back in the 80s and 90s. And now people are telling them. We're getting like the inside scoop. And again, it makes me, like Amy talks, it makes me happy. It makes me giddy. And Amy and I just pretty much can't stop laughing every time we talk to each other. And I really had missed that, a lot of that. And
Well,
actually, yeah.
it's made a more of a renewed friendship with the two of you guys too.
Absolutely.
Just because you're
Absolutely.
miles apart from each other, it's like having your best friend there with you because you guys are doing this together. I sit here and I was going to tell you when we were sitting here talking, but before Amy came on, before I started recording, a year ago, my heart would have been beating so fast waiting for the screen to go white over here and somebody pop up there. Just so nervous, just to talk to somebody. But now I'm a lot better at it, and I don't mind talking to
You're
people.
natural. You're a natural at this.
It's great, to I listen to other podcasts too, and I'm gonna go ahead and tell you I'm envious of some people, but I look back at
Absolutely.
their 250 podcast episodes in. But
Amazing.
I see the people that they talk to, I'm like, I want to talk to that person so bad. But I'm the kind of person you got good thing about you guys, you have people emailing you want to do the podcast. Me, I'm send somebody an Instagram or send somebody an email and you're like, well, yeah, I like to do the podcast, and then it might be weeks later before we actually
Oh,
decide,
we do that too.
and that's
No, we do that
fine,
too.
and then a lot of people just they'll just forget about you or won't talk to you, but that's okay too because you read about certain people and you know some people are to themselves, and they're not going to do it anyway. And you can go back and search, did this person ever do a podcast? Right then, well, don't ask them, but. My point is, it's great that you have a plethora of people, and I imagine you do have a lot of emails because if I didn't know who you were and didn't have a podcast too, and I saw your podcast, I'd be like, I want to get on these people's podcasts.
No,
I don't
it's so
have
fun.
a
It's so
tremendous
fun.
amount of stories to tell, but it's like going back to what you said. The only reason I do this is I've been listening to it since '85. I love this music. I love, and I'm not just a hair metal fan. I loved Metal Church. I loved King Diamond. You hear a song on Headbangers Ball, I really like that song. I gotta have everything King Diamond. I gotta, but anyway, and this music, there's so many genres of it. There's so many layers to it, it's just it's. It takes you back, like you guys were just saying. You guys got to have a renewed refreshness in life talking about a Def Leppard
Absolutely.
concert. I mean, music takes you to places that it takes you to.
It's
Better
And
places,
going to, like we say, like the M3 concert, like, and all those people out there that also love the music with you. And it's, I just find it differently, again, being out of, like, let's say high school where you're always with people, or college where you have people are different. I find less chances now to make those connections with people in life. But when you go to these concerts, you're like, all these people have a connection with me. And, and that's what
Well, it's
I
kind of
find
different
coming
talking
back
to
to my
people now. I'm at the age now, and I
I
think
agree.
you guys are too. I pick and choose who I talk to. I'm
Absolutely.
not being a stuck-up person, but you kind of pick. When you're a teenager, you're just all in it together.
Yeah. No, I'm with you.
Amy,
Yep.
I have a question for you. And if I'm a, your husband was in a band at one time.
Yes.
Yes. What band was he in?
It was the name of his band
Untamed.
was Untamed.
Untamed. And they played in the Bay Area.
They
Okay,
did.
well, I'm going to look for anything I can find on this band. I haven't done it yet, but I want to approach your husband and ask him, would he do the podcast one day if he ever has time?
All right. Your best bet are, and I can probably like sneak you some flyers. I don't have any in my desk right now, I don't think. But look at Bay Area Magazine. BAM is what we used to call it.
And yeah, I used to I have some of those in my closet.
Yeah. There are a couple in there where you'll see Untamed.
Okay.
And they were for a time before Wild Society Productions was a thing, because people are like, oh, there's another band named Wild Society. Well, Wild Society's actually been around for, 30 some odd years.
Sure.
And before that, they were working with something, a company or whatever called, or a lady called Money Talk Productions. So sometimes if you look through your Bay Area, your BAM, look for Money Talk Productions and you might see it there. I'm trying to think. I'll sneak you some flyers. We still have
Sure.
them.
Okay.
Well, and I was going to say, the fun thing about that story is that Amy and I were together when we met him, or she met him, and they caught each other's eyes. So, yeah.
So did he have puffy hair, or was he
Oh.
kind of just long hair?
Talk about.
It wasn't. I don't. It wasn't. Sorry, my here. Let me. You can edit this out because my
It's
dog's
fine.
barking. Are you
It's fine.
sure? Okay.
I like dogs barking. There's some guys across the road over here building a house, so you might hear some staple
Okay.
guns going off or a bulldozer backing up. So, this is all natural
Yeah,
property
okay.
right here. This is redneck country, backwoods,
love it.
southern podcast right here.
I
Trust me, what
love
you
it.
hear is what you get.
I'm actually, Jeremy, since I have roots in the South, I'm trying really hard to not have my Southern accent come out
Hey,
as we're
that's
talking, because
good.
it happened. But he was okay, so this the first we walked into this club, and it was Katya and I and one or two other friends, and we met another friend that I'd had from high school there. And we walked over, and I did not see Untamed play that night, but towards that little backstage area at the One Step Beyond, which was a door, there was this guy, and he was facing in the door, so we just see the backside, and he flipped this, that old school
Oh,
flip
yeah. Old
ring,
school flip.
this gorgeous blonde hair, and it landed down the middle of his back, and I hadn't even seen the front side yet,
That's
but
all
I
you
looked.
needed to see, right?
Yeah.
That did it for you.
In that, I mean, he'd just come off stage, so the jeans were tight, the hair was on point, and I looked at Katya, and I was like, I want that one.
Oh,
And
wow.
then
Wow.
turns out 31, we're getting ready to celebrate our anniversary this month. 31 years later, I still
We
have it.
got him. We
Yeah.
got him.
Well,
Yeah.
I think that's awesome. That really is. The thing I like about your, and I envy you for, is I like your song. I like your production in your song, and
He did all that.
That
I
play.
think that's great. I could probably eventually learn how to do that, but I don't have the patience for it. So what I put on mine is just something I might took me 5 hours to make, but
But
I
I think it works for
it
you.
works.
I really do. I
It
think it
works.
suits you. But I will tell you that Clay had that experience because he made all of Untamed's flyers years ago. Obviously, it wasn't really you. Oh, it kind of did utilize a computer at that point because when he was in the band, he worked on AutoCAD. And
Yeah.
so a lot of his flyers he did use the computer for. Way before any of the software was available, but he would use AutoCAD and create
You know what
the
I did
flyers.
for 17 years?
Did you do AutoCAD?
Was an AutoCAD architect.
Yep. He was building parts for,
Small world.
he was designing parts for airline loaders,
Oh,
the things
wow.
that load your baggage on.
Yay.
Yep.
Ladies, you guys are great. I look forward to more of your podcasts, and I hope you look forward to some of mine, because
Yep, we do.
I've posted two this week already, but one I had already done the audio for, but I promised the guy I would do the video of it. It's so nice to know that there's people out there like the three of us that have listened to this music,
Absolutely.
that have experienced this music, and they want to go on your podcast and say, "Hey, let me tell you the time I met Lynch Mob. Let me tell you the time I met Warrant or Dokken or whoever." I wish I would have met more people, but I didn't. But I still listen to their music, so that's what makes it all good.
Oh no, and now it's like, yes, way back when I think you had to meet people to know them, but now there's so many avenues where we can
Sure.
go on their Instagram, li again, listen to podcasts, go, we could really feel like more connected to the musicians now too, which I love.
M3. There you
Okay, I
go.
know it is on my Oh,
We're going to try to go this year. They'll announce in January who
okay.
will be there, and we're going to try
I've been
to
on the
go.
website. Yeah, you have me. I'm
April,
ready.
right? It's April,
Well,
right?
they tease you all year long. Well, they'll put a band up, and you're like, "Darn, is that band going to play?" But they just tease you. But after first of the year, they'll start announcing, because they do it in May. But what I'd really like for both of us to do is keep doing our podcasts and keep having fun doing it. And not this year, but maybe next year, let's meet at the Rock and Pod Expo and have a
Absolutely.
table. You
Yeah.
have a table, I'll have a table, the missus will be there. You get to meet her. She's a raging Cajun from Louisiana, and she's a spark plug, let me tell you. But you guys will all get along great together, and
Love it.
let these
Yeah.
folks come by and sit down at our tables, and let's talk to them, and you get their stories and I'll get their stories, and then we'll compare notes. How's that sound?
But I think the hardest thing is going to be is to like get someone else into our conversations. I think between the four of us, we won't be able to stop talking. We'll have to like
Right.
we'll have to stop to allow some others
Yeah,
to get their
we
stories.
might have to take a break and actually do a podcast interview with
Right,
somebody besides
exactly,
the four
exactly.
of
Otherwise,
us.
we're having too much fun.
Ladies, I thank the world of you. Like I said, I love your podcast. I'd love to see what you're gonna have on there next. And like I said, Merry Christmas. God bless you
Merry
all.
Christmas
And
to you.
good
Thank
luck,
you.
and we'll talk
I
again
look forward to
soon.
talking to you again soon. I will.
Sounds good,
Y'all
Jared.
Okay,
Take it
take
easy.
care.
Bye-bye. God bless you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.